disposed. What I suggest, therefore, is that you leave this man alone and let them go. If this enterprise, this movement of devils, is of human origin, it will break up of its own accord. But if this does in fact come from God, you will not only be unable to destroy them, but you might find yourself fighting against God. His advice was accepted, and they had the apostle calling, gave orders to them to be flogged, warned them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and released them. And so they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, glad to have had the honor of suffering humiliation for the sake of the name. They preached every day, both in the temple and in private houses, and their proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ was never interrupted. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink?
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
All the rest of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord.
I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord.
One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. Festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It could take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another disciple, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small belly loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. Then they had all had enough to eat. He said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces, of the 5 belly loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, brothers.
Good morning, Father.
How are you?
I'm good.
So far, so good? Okay. So Jesus, somehow, after healing the sick, and he and his disciple crossed the sea. So what's the sea did Jesus cross by? What the sea?
Right? Yeah. That is Tiberias.
Yes, thank you. The sea Tiberias. And how many people did follow him?
About 5,000 men, number of women and children, more rich than the men.
So about 5,000 men, including not uncountable women and children, but men only is about 5,000. And Jesus saw, but now a question may be more difficult. Why did people follow Jesus? What are they looking for? You know, why did people follow Jesus? You know the answer. Okay, good.
They see the signs and heal the sick.
Good. Yes. Okay. Thank you. So people saw the signs that Jesus healed the sick, many sick people, that Jesus healed them. That reason why he said Jesus is a healer. Jesus is the healer. And they saw at Jesus the one who was very special. And now, and they come to Jesus for what? What did people looking for?
The cross follow Jesus Christ because they don't want to worry about the life, like food or anything else, because they believe that God can help them to have a good life.
Good life?
Yeah. Don't worry about much the world.
anything they want.
Okay, thank you. He said followers, people want to come to Jesus because they thought that Jesus can make something for them. For example, to give them something to eat because they were very hungry. They were hungry. And what did Jesus ask Philip? Philip is one of the 12 disciples. And what did Jesus ask Philip? Know the answer? What did Jesus ask Philip? So I okay. You know the answer?
Do we have anything for the people? Is I think yeah.
Okay. So Jesus asked. Okay, good. Wow.
Jesus asked Philip, we are find out the progress to do the meat.
Good, thank you. Yes, Jesus asked, where shall we buy bread for them to eat? Where shall we buy bread for them to eat? And Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, we can take half year of wages benefit, nửa năm lương, half years of wages to buy is not enough for 5,000 people to eat. And they said, here has a boy has how many bread and how many fish? Good, clean, good. Right.
5 bread and 2 fish.
Good, thank you. So boy has 5 bread and 2 small fish. And Jesus asked, bring up here to me. And Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and believe for disciple, and disciple believes for people to eat. And after eating, Jesus asked them to collect how many pieces left over, how many pieces of bread and fish left over, how many? Okay. 12. Okay. 12. Yes, thank you. 12 baskets left over. That is the miracle. That so now the sign in the Gospel of John, Saint John didn't tell about miracle, but he said a sign. This sign tell about the Eucharist. Here is Eucharist. Jesus is remaining here with us. Jesus is be here with us. So now every day on the altar, here is altar in the Mass, Jesus still make a sign to turn the bread become his body and to turn to make the wine become his blood. And now not only 5,000 but over 1 million people around the world every day come to the banquet, to the party with Jesus and eat the bread of life, eternal life, the bread that people ate in the bus, they die. But bread, eternal bread we eat today, we will live forever. So every day we come to the chapel to pray with Jesus. And Jesus here, he is still alive. Jesus is still alive. So over there we have a slogan: Redemptorist Youth, Missionary, lives in Christ. RYM, RYM, Redemptorist Youth Missionary lives in Christ. So now we can say Esperance, you are Esperance. Redemptorist Esperance lives in Christ. So you are lives in Christ and Christ lives in you, and together we are live in Jesus. So when we live in Jesus, we are asked to bring Jesus' life, to share with our poor people. So the poor, they are not hungry, they are not hungry of bread, but they are hungry of salvation. They are hungry of love. They are naked. When we, last week, we went to Kesai, and we saw many children, many people, they are living in a very poor condition. And they are very hungry. They are hungry of love, they're hungry of bread, and even we see their houses are very simple. We went there, not only we believe, we share with them, but we learn and we receive from them. We receive their love, they're happy, their joy. So when we are living as the community of love and brotherhood, we testify for the love of God, for the eternal love of Jesus. So we ask Jesus be with us all the time, and we ask Our Lady Mary be with us, and San Alfonso, San Joseph be with us, and remain us in love. Okay? Thank you. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, over all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, the work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit,
by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, to humble himself to share our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord, over all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity,
and cleanse me from my sin.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church. Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care, they might never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift the heart to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above, to the Lord you, yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom for death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exult in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angel discourse, sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willing to his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when God's supper was ended, he took a chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Joseph our Archbishop and all the clergy. Remember your servant, Father Brian Johnson, Father Francis Xavier Joseph, Paul, our ancestor Joseph and Anna Ho, Francis and Anna Fu, my uncle, Joseph Neapolji, whom you have called from this day to yourself, grant that who were united with your son in a death like this, may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also, brothers and sisters, that who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the precious hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously run her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
We are all.
Let us pray. Keep safe, O Lord, we pray, those whom you have saved by your kindness, that redeemed by the person of your Son, they may rejoice in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mass is ended. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.